How does your physical body want to be supported by your soul right now? And so often I see the soul as being much bigger, as what can fit directly into our body at any given point in time. So I'm going to use a phrase, the portion of your soul legally incarnating, meaning just the part of your soul that's connected fully into your body right here, right now. Not yesterday, not tomorrow. The portion of your soul legally incarnating right now in this moment. Letting that portion of your soul just step forward and support your body in whatever way your body wants to be supported by your soul. So often we forget that it's not about making our bodies look like a textbook. It's about our next step. If our soul wanted our bodies to be perfect, well, that would be an interesting soul's journey. But in all likelihood, our souls chose to incarnate here in the third dimension with a whole lot of things that are not perfect, so that we could learn and understand more about how spiritual expression can impact what is not apparently perfect. And we can learn about judgment so that as we deal more and more with this dimension of imperfection, what we're really seeing is evolution. We're seeing an unfolding, an unfurling of creation. We're seeing something new happen that comes not out of perfectness, but that comes out of what we think of as human foibles and imperfections. We're seeing how poor choices can be transformed to create something new. And we're seeing that the more we see clearly the results of all of our choices, then we have the information to make less poor choices.